Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Here's a neat story I wanted to share with you about Sardis. I told you about they were sitting up on that mountain, a great mountain with sheer cliffs on three sides. And it was well defended on the other side. And you just know, for centuries, people tried to defeat it. Well, there was a king at that time called Croatius. Some of you might have heard this story before. And he was the king of Sardis. He was sitting there, of course, you've heard already now, they're wealthy and they're lazy and they think they're well protected. Well, Cyrus, you've heard of Cyrus, the king of Persia, came and he surrounded the city. But yet he couldn't go through those walls. It was well fortified. So he gave a great, like a reward to one of the soldiers, or any of the soldiers, said, if you can figure a way how to get in that city, I'll make you a wealthy man. So one soldier just kind of started watching. In particular, a story goes, and he saw that one of the soldiers up on the wall, because you're not climbing those sheer cliffs, he dropped his helmet. And he watched and he just observed that he saw that a soldier came and there's a little path that he came down. He retrieved his helmet and he went up that narrow path, kind of like a secret passageway, if you will, and went back into the city. Well, the soldier went and told the King Cyrus, hey, I found a way in. Well, that night they went in and they captured Sardis. The Cyrus, that Persian king, came and captured Sardis. And the whole reason I brought that up, the whole point of the matter is because the soldiers were not watching. You ever heard of people falling asleep on the watch? Well, those guards who were supposed to watch the walls, well, they felt so safe and secure that whole Persian army just walked right in without any kind of conflict, and they took the city of Sardis. Interesting. Another interesting thing about Sardis, most people attribute Aesop, I think I say Aesop fables, is this the Aesop or Aesop fables, you know, that he was born in Sardis, whether or not he was, but a lot of historians say that's where Aesop fable, the guy wrote all those fables, was born there. So it was a going city. It was really an active city, but because of the wealth and other things, they just got lazy. Anyway, this was a time when Jesus wrote, or John wrote, and Jesus said in verse number 1, let's read these 6 verses and we'll get into it. I have a lot going on here. And the angel of the church in Sardis, unto the angel of the church in Sardis write. Remember, I believe the word angel here is another word for the messenger, that pastor. Write, and then the pastor was to share to the church the things that Jesus has said to the church at Sardis. And this is what Jesus said. These things saith he that hath the 7 spirits of God and the 7 stars. I know thy works, and thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful, and strengthen the things which remain that are not ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast, and repent. If thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Thou hast a few names, literally a remnant, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments. And they shall walk worthy with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, now I won't get into this, but listen, there's 2 people in the world today. They're either overcomers or they're overcomed. Let that sink in. You're either an overcomer or you're being overcome. Well, he said to those who are the overcomers, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. And I will not blot his name out of the book of life, but I will confess him before my Father and before his angels. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the Lord. Now these 6 verses, short 6 verses, but it's packed full of things that Jesus is telling this wonderful church at Sardis on the outside. Matter of fact, in verse number 1, let's look at it again. These things saith he that hath the 7 spirits of God. Before we go any farther, people get confused about this phrase, the 7 spirits of God. There's only one spirit, the Holy Spirit. Only one, okay? Matter of fact, again, I won't rehash this, but in our King James Bible, and I'm a King James Bible man, someplace it says Holy Spirit, and some places it says Holy Ghost, and in different places it's translated Holy Spirit and Holy Ghost. And some people have criticized our Bible because, well, they've mistranslated that. It should be either Holy Spirit or it should be Holy Ghost. It shouldn't be one or the other. And the reason for this, why some places it's translated Holy Spirit and other places it's translated Holy Ghost, and there's only one. There's one God. We believe in the triunity of the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, okay? The reason we say that, the Holy Ghost is proper, is of the triunity, that's the proper name. We see that in Matthew chapter number 28. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So when you see that Holy Ghost, it refers to his personage by name. When you see the name Holy Spirit, it refers to his working. The working of the Holy Ghost, his working. The fruit of the Spirit is, are you following? So when you see, and sometimes in the same passage, it'll say the Holy Ghost and Holy Spirit in different parts of Scripture, same place. It talks about the Holy Ghost, it speaks of his proper name, Father God, Jehovah, Jesus Christ, Holy Ghost. When it says Holy Spirit, it speaks of his work. The Holy, are you following? Now, whether or not you agree with that or not, that's neither here nor there. You've been wrong before. But I'm just saying, there's only one Holy Ghost. There's only one Holy Spirit. When it says here, the seven spirits of God, people are confused. What is the seven spirits of God? I'm glad you asked. We find in Isaiah chapter number 29, verse number 13. Let's see if I got it marked right. Yes. No. You wouldn't believe my notes. I got it all. It's Isaiah 11:2. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2. When it refers to the seven spirits of God, it refers to the completed work of the Father, the completed work of the Godhead, his completed work. We know the number seven means completion. A lot of people think perfection, and we could go there, but literally that number seven means the completed work of God, the work, heaven and earth, and the 7 days, the creation on the seventh day. Anyway, that's a whole other subject, but the seven spirits, it refers to the completed work of the Father. Isaiah 11:2, verse 2. It speaks of the sevenfold working of the Godhead. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, of counsel, of might, the Spirit of knowledge, and the Spirit of fear of the Lord. There's seven things that's mentioned. It's referring to the seven spirits of the God, of the seven spirits here of God, the complete work. Are you following? There's not seven spirits out there, Holy Spirits. There's only one. But he refers to the complete work. And then, of course, the seven stars. We've already know what that is talking about, the churches and all. Then the pastors all involved in all that. And then he says, I know thy works. Every church that he addresses, he says, I know thy works. And again, let me give you just a minute of time here. Again, you've heard this before, but I need to pound it home. The Lord knows our works, whether it's good or bad. In these churches, I know your works, and he commends them for some things. You've done good, but also know your works. I know what you do bad. So he knows the good things we've done, and he knows the bad things we've done. We cannot hide anything from God. You can hide it from me. You can hide it from your husband, your wife, or anybody else, but you're not hiding it from God. And he said, I know thy works. And thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead. That's interesting. Thou hast a name that livest and art dead. I got some things here and I have to move on. From the outside, this church at Sardis was a moving church. You have a name. People think that you're alive. You know, it's not a church that we would think today. Some churches, a lot of churches are in disrepair. And they, you know, because of whatever reason, they've lost members and the church is kind of in disrepair. Or maybe the pastor's about to resign. We think of churches that are struggling and all. That's not this church at Sardis. He said, you have a name that's alive. You're alive. As people look out there and look at the church at Sardis, man, there's some great things happening there. But he makes this statement. Jesus said, but you're dead.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word, and visit us online at westwoodmbc to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.